It's at times like this when I am extremely hesitant to do anything because I want to respect what it is that the Lord is doing. I'm going to do my best to convey to you what He was sharing with me. For one thing, I'm not to teach what I was going to teach tonight. We'll pick it up next Sunday. Not every Christian understands or would understand why we were silent for so long, and that God cannot do this in every congregation. Our worship is what has taken us to a place to where this can happen. But what's interesting is that he said it's not just the worship tonight. Our worship has had a cumulative effect in us. Not just today, but over the years. And that when we have come together to worship, and the pre-service worship, I understand now, is far more critical than I had ever realized in the past, as long as we've been doing it. Because what this worship has done over the years, the pre-service worship, our worship in our services, it has taken us to a place in the Spirit that fasting can't, that the Word can't, and that praying in the Spirit can't. That the worship has continued to work that effect in us to get us to, if you will, deeper places in God. What has happened tonight? He said, because we were willing to just sit here in His presence, I don't know how long it was, but for the minutes that we were here like this, He said, I have been able to accomplish hours of change and work in you. Because when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, once we became born again, we became one with God in spirit. Now, granted, we're an individual, but spiritually we have a unity with Him, and that is borne out in Scripture. Because of that, we are in a place where none of the people in the Old Testament existed. Because we now have this unity with Him, spiritually speaking, at times like this, He is able to work in us to bring about a change that for many people, no, for all Christians, typically it would take much longer than the 30 minutes or however long it was here tonight. He has been able to accomplish hours of change in this short amount of time because He is not bound by our clock. Our flesh is, but our spirit is not, in that He's able to work in us to accelerate our development spiritually. It is our worship that has taken us to a place to where this can happen. Now, I would say, be prepared for things like this in the future, but I don't know when. Because the one thing we don't want to do is try and manufacture this. I'm not even sure how to express. We're at a place where He is more easily able to move in our midst than what we realize. We are not to anticipate anything specific that He will do, because we've been trained by religion to expect certain things when God moves. And yet He said in His Word, "Be still and know that I am God." Being still to know that He is God means that we cannot look for an emotional feeling. We trust Him that He's doing something. And He has tonight. Yes. He also said that in the days to come, and don't look at a calendar when God says something like this, meaning, okay, well, today's Sunday and tomorrow's Monday. He said in the days to come, you know, don't anticipate. In the days to come, we will see the fruit of what has happened here tonight. He is extremely pleased with what we've done. And this is to be what happened tonight and the results that are going to follow. He says, this is an object lesson for you concerning what worship will do and how critical it is for an individual and for a congregation. He doesn't want us to try and manufacture a work. It's like he's saying, just focus on me and let me work in and flow through you, and you're going to see results. You're going to see things happen. He says, you will never be able to put into words the magnitude of what takes place in the Spirit when you are working with me. We can try, but we will never fully succeed in describing it. There are really good things happening here. He says, you are my prophets hidden in a cave. That doesn't mean we're called to be prophets. Remember the story in the Old Testament where the prophets were hidden in a cave, hidden away from Jezebel. But during that time, they were being prepared by God for when the days of Jezebel would be over, they would go forth from those caves and do whatever it is that God wanted them to do. I would say this. You know, every pastor wants everybody to be present in every service. If you were a pastor, you know, you'd be the same way. But what he's really impressing upon me is for those who are here tonight, and those maybe who are watching who would normally be here, then hopefully those who aren't here will hear this. Do everything reasonable to be here in every service. Do not let your flesh convince you to stay away for whatever it would be. Because he is preparing us collectively for a mighty work, but I don't know what that means. In other words, I'm not going to describe what a mighty work means. This is up to him. Whatever it means. It could be that we as a congregation would be sent to another congregation to minister to that congregation. I don't mean just me. I mean us. Sent into another church to help that church become more stabilized spiritually. That we go in there for a service. And I don't even know what that means. I just know this. He wants us to keep doing what we're doing. And we'll understand even more about that next week when I get the second part of this message from this morning. He wants us to keep doing what we're doing because he is working in us even if we don't feel anything with our senses. He is working in us in a powerful way. Now, we've got some folks here who don't normally attend here. They're visiting from out of town, but they watch. And some of you out there are watching from where they normally watch. Okay, this isn't simply about us. It is about everybody who considers themselves to be a part of this ministry. God is saying because of technology, He is able to do a simultaneous work in more than one location for those who join together and walk the same path. So don't take for granted the fact, or don't diminish the fact that you're not here physically because you live wherever you live. God's working there too, and you need to see yourself as a vital part, fully connected to this place, fully connected to what God is doing, because He's not restricted by distance. So you now, because you see yourself as a part of this local family, doesn't matter how far away you are, God is working in you as long as you stay focused in the same way that He wants us to stay focused. Hallelujah. He said that's all for now. So, everybody go ahead and stand. See, folks, this is also training for me to learn to be increasingly sensitive to the leadership of the Lord and what He wants to do in each one of our services. As a pastor, it can be very easy to miss God in the name of my own agenda. Well, Father, I thank You so much for what You've done here tonight. And Father, I kind of doubt that anybody has felt any kind of a feeling. But yet, as we were here and focused on You, You were working in us. And I'm thankful, Father, that somehow You've been able to compact hours into a few minutes, and that tremendous change has taken place in us tonight. I praise You for this. Father, help us all, here and wherever folks are watching, to be more sensitive to You. And may times like this be exciting for us to know that You are working. But Father, whatever it is that You want to do, you know, we don't want to describe it for You. We just want to go along for the ride and be available for You to use us however You desire. So thank You for this. Thank You so much, Father, for blessing us with this night, a wonderful evening in Your presence.